Well, Coach Jorth, another football season here at Pleasantville is upon us. It seems like it, you know, anymore, it seems like the offseason goes so fast, and it wasn't that long ago that we were, you know, kind of recapping your playoff game last year. But let's take a look a little bit before we look ahead to this season, at last season a little bit. You know, you guys kind of ended the year with those three big lopsided shutout wins and then had to go to West Branch in the playoffs. And that, unfortunately, that didn't work out the way you wanted it to, but really kind of a good season overall for you guys. Can you walk me through of what went well and just the season overall?
Yeah, it was a good year. You're always a little frustrated when you can't get those victories at the end of the year, but overall the guys did a great job. We had a lot of seniors, a big senior class full of great kids and great athletes, and overall we had some real great performances and real great guys step up and help be real good teammates and help our team move forward. And there's a lot of battles we had to fight throughout the year, but the guys did a great job being resilient, fighting through, sticking with it, and really playing some good football against West Branch. That was quite a game, and we had our chances to win that one, and that was a tough one to stomach. But West Branch, real good team. They did a real good job, and we just couldn't quite make the plays to win that one that we needed. So it was a good year overall, and we'll really miss those seniors, but we're really excited about what we got coming up this year.
Yeah, and looking ahead to this season, of course, you obviously want to win every game, but is there's a couple games, it's the same schedule as last year, just sure, flipped based on home and away. A couple games that you certainly want to get this year that you didn't have last year.
For sure. In our district, the district, as always, runs through Sigourney and Pella Christian. And so those are the ones we really want to show what we're made of and show that we've arrived. And those are the kind of games you got to win to show that you do belong with the best in the state. And, you know, the Sigourney game last year, as heartbreaking as that was, we'd love to turn the tables. And Pella Christian being a team we haven't beat yet in my tenure is a team we'd really love to beat. But you can't overlook anybody. But those are the two schools that are at the top of the heap right now.
Yeah, in terms of your offensive production, you guys, you know, kind of partway through the season last year, went with Braylon Bingham as your starting quarterback. He's now going to take over as full-time starting quarterback. Can you kind of talk about the excitement surrounding Braylon? He had such an amazing freshman season in pretty much every sport. What does he bring to the table for you guys on the offense?
Well, yeah, Braylon's no secret to anybody anymore. He's really done a great job showing what kind of athlete and leader and team player he is, and we could not be more excited to see what he can do with a year under his belt, right, as a true freshman, to do the things he did last year. He's going to be that much better this year. Just watching him play football out here is just a really exciting thing. He's such a good athlete. He's got such a good command of what he needs to do as a quarterback, and he's really learning our offense now, having that year under his belt. And we just are very excited to see what he can do this year for sure.
Yeah, and last year, you know, Caleb Cook brought you such a production on the offense, yeah, and he obviously has since graduated. What do you kind of expect to do this season to kind of make up for some of the production that Caleb brought?
Yeah, definitely big shoes to fill, but we're very excited about the young men that are going to step into that. J.J. Phillips was a freshman on our JV team last year, and he would have got some reps if it wasn't for sitting behind such a player. And Caleb Cook, he's going to step up and be a really good runner for us. And Owen Rule was a kind of an H-back, fullback, backup, tailback for us last year, and he did a really good job in a number of different ways, and he's going to step in and do a good job for us. And then Zane Molnix is another sophomore 2B that's going to be a good depth addition for us at the running back position. So we're real excited about the three guys we got and think they're going to really do a lot to help us. To fill a guy like Caleb Cook, you got to do it in a team approach, right? So any one guy isn't going to step up and do it all, but man, the guys we got to step in there are really definitely exciting as well.
Yeah, how do you feel, too, about your on offense up front as well with your offensive line and at the tight end position? I know you lost Jason Learhoff last season of graduation as well, but kind of how are you feeling up front right now?
Yeah, so again, a lot of loss, right? So Jason Learhoff was quite the weapon, and we will really miss him. And the line is, we're losing a lot of big senior starters, so there's a lot of important holes to fill. But again, we are very excited about who we got stepping in there. And we don't know exactly how the line is going to shake out yet, but guys like Stanton Major and Juan Avita are coming back, and they've played a lot of football for us. And then we got some young guys stepping up, really doing a good job learning the ropes. And in the little we've had together, they've done a nice job. So we're very excited to see that group gel. And Coach Bethke's now the O-line coach, and he's doing a real good job teaching those guys the ropes. And they're coming along really, really well, and we're very excited to see what they can do. Tight end Braden Kennedy played a little tight end for us last year. Right before he got injured, he started mixing in there a little bit with our two and three tight end sets, and he's going to do a real good job for us. And Blake Rousen is another guy that did a great job in the JV last year and is going to step in and fill the tight end role for us with Braden.
Can you kind of talk about a couple maybe of the big returning starters for you on the defensive side of the football that will be coming back this year?
Yeah, so we've got some guys coming back with that. Braden Kennedy we just talked about, and Owen Rule we just talked about, and Logan Roth is going to be a real good returner for us, and Juan does a real nice job on the defensive line. So the other parts are just going to, you know, we're going to figure those out, and we've got those same names I mentioned with the Zane and the JJ, and Zach Mesker's done a real good job working this summer. He's going to play some football for us back there, and then we're just going to figure out the other pieces and see what we can put together. We're very excited about what that might look like.
As coach, you know, at this point, you know, 2 weeks until the season starts, what are some of the things that you guys are doing as a staff and as a team to prepare for that week one matchup?
The same as everybody's doing right now, right? You're just trying to get the install taken care of. You're trying to get your bodies prepared to handle the rigors of a football game on Friday night and put it all together and make sure that they're learning the parts they need to and that they're coming along at the right speed and make the adjustments if we're not. So we're just very excited to get going on that.
Yeah, Coach Stein, before we close, a little bit of our season preview. You know, third year now playing in this beautiful new stadium that you guys have in Pleasantville. What's your encouragement for, again, year after year for the community of Pleasantville and everybody else to come and pack these crowds on a Friday night to support these kids?
Well, obviously, when you got a new stadium, you're very excited to play in it. But this, I can't even express, like, the environment on a Friday night in this new stadium is just fantastic. Our fans do a great job following and supporting, and just the stadium and all the bells and whistles that it provides makes for a super fun environment. So if you haven't come out to check it out yet, you really need to, because it's an awesome environment.